We're now going to start with the Gemara in Tzadi Daled Amud Beis. We're discussing Sanherib's attempt to capture Yerushalayim. About six lines from the bottom, Tzadi Daled Amud Beis. Amarpuna, Esther Masos, Nasos, Rasha, Boso Yom. Sanherib traveled. He made 10 different stops en route to Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Baal Yas Avar. He came by Ayas Avar Migron le Michmash Efkid Kelav, passed by Migron to Michmash. He will place his vessels. Avru Mabara, they passed by Mabara. Geva Malon. In Geva, there was a Malon Lanu, that was a lodging place for them. Horda Harama. So the Rama was trembling. Givacha'ol Nasa, Givacha'ol fled. Sali, Kolech, Bas, Galim, Hakshivi, Laisha, Ania, Anaso. So they have different names here that you should sound your voices. Bat Galim, listen, Laish, answer, Anatot, Nadida, Madmena. Madmena, I guess, is shaking or moving. And Yoshua gave him Heizu. And those dwelling in Gevim also were shaking. The Gemara says, oh, wait a second, honey, Tuvahajan. Heizu, that they were fleeing. The Gemara says, honey, Tuvahajan. If you count, there are actually 12 places. The Gemara says, Ta'ali Kolech Paskalim. When the Pasuk says, Ta'ali Kolech Paskalim, and Hakshiva Laisha Ania Nasos, so these places, Baskalim Laisha Nasos, these are not places that that Sancheirov went to en route to Yerushalayim. Navi Hudal Kamal Al Kesel. The Navi was just saying to the Jewish people, Tali Kolech Baskalim. Baskalim here refers to the Jewish people. Shubito Shel Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, that they are the children, the daughter of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Shalsu Mitzvos Gali Hayom, that the Avos perform mitzvahs like the waves of the sea. The morale says that they were mevurarim v'nikarim b'mitzvot. They are very clear, distinct, and recognizable by the mitzvahs they do, like a wave. And so the Navi is saying, mehailo tistafi, don't be afraid of sancheirib. Ela istafi menevuchadnetzar harasha, but you should be afraid of nevuchadnetzar, dimsil karyeh, compared to a lion. Because that's the word Laish is another word for lion. Shenemar Ola Aryeh Misuvcho. The lion arises from its lair. So and then the Gemara says, "My Aniya Anasos." What does it mean, Aniya Anasos? Asid Yirmiyah ben Chilkiyah ben Isnabe Alei. Yirmiyah will arise and he will prophesize on it, and may Anasos. Yirmiyah came from Anasos. So there's a pasuk which seems to indicate that Yirmiyah came from Anasos. So Gemara says, well, me dami hasam ari hacha laish. How can you say hakshiva laish? That's referring to Nebuchadnezzar. That a lion, by Nebuchadnezzar, it says Allah aryeh misufcho. He's referred to as an ari, as a lion. But here the pasuk in Yeshayahu, it says the word Laish. Amar Yochanan Shisha Shemon Shish Ari. Ari has six names. There's six names for a lion. Elohein Ari Kfir Lavi Laish Shachal and Shachat. Okay. Gemara says Yehachi Batzulhu. But once you say that three of those places are not really places, now we're down to nine. So Avru Mabara Tartininhu. Okay. So these places, Avru and Mabara, are actually two different places. So the Nebuchadnezzar traveled 10 stops to get to Yerushalayim. He wanted to presumably conquer more cities en route to Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, "My od hayom benov lamod." So what does this pasuk mean? That still the day by nov to stand. So what's this about this day? What the reference to nov? So Amar Rav Huna says, "Also yom nishtar me'avona shel nov." That day was the last day where the Jewish people could be punished from the sin of Nov. Shaul killed the inhabitants of Nov for helping David, and supposedly the Bnei Sosh were supposed to be punished, and had Sancheirov attacked Yerushalayim at that day, on that day, this is the last day for this to happen, then He would have defeated them. And that's what his astrologer said. If you attack today, you'll defeat the city. If not, not. So because of that, he rushed. Where normally a long route that normally takes 10 days with his army, he arrived to Yerushalayim in one day. When he reached Yerushalayim, Shtole Bistarke Adislik Vesave Me Ilove Shura. They threw some cushions underneath Sanhedrin until he was able to arise and sit in a high place from the walls of Yerushalayim Ad Chazul Chula Yerushalayim until he was able to see all of Yerushalayim. Ki Chaje, when he saw Izut Bene, it looked very small in his eyes. Amar, he said, Halo di ha dahi kartu Yerushalayim. Is this the city of Yerushalayim? The La Argishis called Mashir Yasi. That I hurried my army to conquer this city. It's so small. Because of that, I conquered all these provinces on the road, on the way. This is smaller and weaker than any other city that I conquered. He went up and he waved his head in a mocking fashion. He waved his hand towards Harabayas on it. The base ministry was built, and on the Zar Yishalayim in a mocking way. Amru, his army said, Nishte Be Yadaha, let's go attack it now. Amru, he said, no. Tamhisa, do we really need to do it today? It's questionable to do this. We're weak now. We've traveled 10 stops today. Lamacha Aisi Li Kochad Chabinaichu. Tomorrow, each one of you will bring Gulma Harag Mine, one piece of the stone of the wall. And well, that's how we'll, there are 185,000 soldiers. So if each one of you brings one stone from the shaky wall of Yerushalayim, you'll be able to create a breach in the wall and we'll defeat it. Miyad, immediately after he said this, and they stayed that night. That night, the angel of God smote in the camp of Ashur 185,000 people, and they woke up in the morning and they were all dead. Amar Papa says, "Hani Dabi Inchi." This is what people say: "Bastina Bataldina." That if you wait, if there's a fight, then and they delay a day, so then very often the fight is gone. So if you wait a night, then maybe that will be the end of the quarrel. That's what happened. He could have attacked them that day, but he didn't, and therefore Yerushalayim was saved. Now, question: what was the sin by Nov? So the Riafs writes that it was the sin of the Jewish people. They didn't protest when Shaul killed the city of Nov. Question is, were they able to protest against Shaul? He was the king. So the Sanhedrin Ketana says, no, that they were punished for desiring a king like all the other nations. And God, since he set up Sanhedrin, said he would fail. Essentially, they had this chait, that they wanted a king, like the other nations. They asked Shmuel this, but it was fixed. They want to be like the other nations. But this, the tikkun for this sin was in the days of Chizkiyo, when they all studied Torah, for which they're distinguished from all other nations, and therefore Sanhedrin failed. The Marsha points out that there was a bittul avoda. The 10 tribes caused the bittul avoda of a lack of people serving in the Mikdash when they set up the Agolim in the days of Yeravim, so people wouldn't go to Yerushalayim. And the two tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin, there was a bittul avoda because of the murder of the Kohanim in Nov. So they wiped out so many Kohanim that there weren't enough Kohanim to serve in the Mikdash, especially, so that's what the Marsha writes, and the Aruch HaNer says that because of this bittul avoda, so this all took place when they could have been destroyed on Erev Pesach. This all happened on Erev Pesach because on Erev Pesach, when there weren't so many Kohanim because so many were wiped out from the city of Nov years earlier, but so there weren't so many, and that most of the year you don't need so many Kohanim. But on Erev Pesach, when all the Jews are coming to Yerushalayim to offer the Korban Pesach, so then you need Kohanim. You need a lot of Kohanim. So they weren't able to, because of this bittul avoda, So that was the sin, and but we also, but because of the Chizkio and because of the righteousness of his generation, they were forgiven. And on the night of Pesach, that's when all 185,000 soldiers were killed. That's when the Sanherib's army were destroyed. And okay, so now we're going to continue discussing this. Who's responsible for the death of all these Kohanim and Nov? So the Gemara continues and it brings a pasuk from Shmuel Beis. It says V'yishbi benov asher bilidei harafa mishkal keno shlosh meos mishkal nechoshes v'uchagur chadashav yomel hakos David. So this guy named Yishbi, and he says Yishbi is in Nov. He was one of the giants, the children of Rafa or Orpa, and he had this spearhead that was very heavy, or 300 weight in copper. He was wearing a new belt. He was adorned with this, and he wanted to smite David. Why do you want to smite David? So Gemara asks, "My va'ish benov? Does it mean that he Yishbi was in Nov?" Amar Yehuda, Amarav, Ish Shabal Iske Nov. Now he came. He came because of this. What happened by Nov? And what happened? I'm going to Kadosh Baruch Hu David. See, God said to David, "Masa yia avon zet tamu bedecha." And to when will the sin of Nov be hidden in your hands? Ayadcha nerga Nov ir Kohanim. Because of you, Nov, the city of Kohanim, the people of Nov, the city of Kohanim was killed. Vayadcha nitra doik hadomi. Because of you, doik hadomi was uprooted from Olam Haba. Vayadcha, because of you, nergu shol shloshes bada. Shol and his three kids were killed. Do you want that your children will be decimated? Or you will be given in the hands of the enemy. Amar Lefanav, so David responded, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the world, Motiv She'emsar Biyad Oyev, better that I be given over to the enemy. So that, but, and my nation, my children should not be destroyed. Now, this is a very difficult question. Again, David chooses being given over to the enemy rather than his descendants will be wiped out. But how was David at fault for this? David didn't do anything. David asked the people from Nov for help, Achimelech, he has to come out, and the people from Nov, they helped him out. Shaul wiped them out. And Doeg told Lashon Hara about this. Why should David be punished for this? So there's a tshuva, the Marival, Simon Kufchav Hey, he says, we see from the story, there's a story where there's this individual comes to the Marival, and he says that he sent this Rav Ezra on a mission, and Rav Ezra was killed, not due to the questioner's negligence or fault at all. And the Marival say, we see from our Gemara, that even though David Amel did not do anything wrong, but because he asked for food from the city of Nov and the people of Nov, and they helped him, and because of that, they were killed. So again, even though David was a negligent, since through him, the city was wiped out, so therefore he has to be concerned. So therefore, because the punishment, because the sin came through him, so he's responsible. It's a very difficult point here. Maybe it means that if there are deaths that come because of you, so even if in this particular act you were negligent, but maybe you did something wrong beforehand, so that this, which resulted in deaths being caused because of you now. And that's why the Marival said that this person who sent this Rav Ezra on a mission, and Rav Ezra was killed, even though the person who sent him did nothing wrong, he still needs some kind of kapara. The Tzemach Tzemach HaKanmo, not the Chabad Rebbe, this Rav Menachem Mendel of Krachmal, who lived was in the 17th century, so he says, no, you're not punished if you didn't do anything wrong. So he says that David should have known that Shaul was chasing after him. He was negligent for asking for the people of Nov for help. And he asked for the sword of Goliath. And he should have reasonably assumed that it was a danger to do this. And because of what they did, they were viewed as being Morib Malchus, a rebellion against the king. David should not have asked for food. And therefore he was negligent, and therefore he should be punished. So the Gemara tells what happened, the story that happened. So Yomachad Nefak Liskor Bazayas. There's one day David went out to hunt for animals. Asa Satamid made like Katavya, and the Satan came and appeared like a deer. Sakbe Gira Velomache. So David Melch shot an arrow. It didn't arrive, but Mashke Adamti Elaris Plishim. So he followed him, David followed after him until he reaches the ladder of the Plishtim. Kidachazi Yishbi Benov. Once Yishbi Benov saw David, Omar, he said, Hainu Haide Katle Lagos Achim. He killed my brother Goyas. Kafte Kamte Osve Vishaji Tute Be Baja. So he tied David up, he crumpled him, folded him up, and he placed him under an olive press, and Yishbi sat on him. Isave le Nisa, miracle happened. Macha le Ara mitutze, because the ground under him softened. Hainuchsiv tarchiv tzadi tachtev lo madu karsulai. My steps widened underneath me, and I didn't crush my legs. So hahu yoma apanya demali shab sava. So this story happened in Erev Shabbos. The Ben Yoyada says that Avishai ben Tzruya, who's going to save David, he was bathing for Shabbos. So since he's doing one mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, so he was going to have another mitzvah of saving the king. The Malbim says that, no, it was Erev Shabbos, that's why David HaMelech went out for Hispodidus. He went to, on Erev Shabbos, he went out to contemplate and to spiritually re-energize himself, and that's why he went out and he ended up wandering all the way to the Plishti land, where he was taken captive by Yishbi. In any case, Avishai ben Tzruya hava kachay freshi barba garbe demai. He's washing his hair with four sa of water. Chazinu kisme dami, sees in the water, little spots of blood. Ikadami, some say, Asi Yona Itref Kame, a dove that was injured came before him. Amar Knesi Saw Leona Im Sila. He says, the Jewish people are compared to a dove. She never was a pasuk says, Kanfe Yona Nechpa Bakesef. The wings of the dove are covered in silver. So why are the Jewish people compared to a dove? Because the mitzvos protect the Jewish people just like the wings protect the dove. And so the Gemara says Shemamina. So Avishai said, obviously David Machlicho B'tzar Shari. So David, he represents Klal Yisrael, so he's obviously in pain. Asi LeBeisiv Loshchei. He came to David's house. He didn't fight him. Amar, he said, Tanah, we learn a Mishnah in Rochim Al Susov and Yoshim Al Kisov and Mishtavshim B'Sharvito. You can't normally use the horse of the king, or you can't sit on his throne. You can't use his scepter because it's disrespectful to the king. B'shasakadamai, what about times of danger? Asa Sheol Beit Midrash, he asked the base medrash, Amr Leili, said to him, B'shasakadamai, Shapir Dama, yeah, in times of danger, you can use his horse. So Rachve Le Priode, he rode on his mule. The reason why he used his mule, at least according to Ben Yoyada, because maybe this mule would lead him to David HaMelech, because it's a personal mule. V'kam Azel V'kavse Le'are, so he went out. He rode with him to the land of the Plishtim, and a miracle happened, and he got there quickly. So as Avishai was going there, so the Orpa, that's Goliath's mother, saw him, and the Hava Navla, so she was a spinning wool. When she saw him, she cut the wood that you use to spin wool. Shadre Ilave. Right, so she threw this wooden part of this, what she was doing to this piece that you used to spin wool. So she wanted to kill him. Suffer the Mikle, she wanted to kill him. Amarle, but then she wasn't successful. She said to him, oh, Elam, Isili Plach, bring me my spinning instrument. Paske Bresh Mocha, so he knew that she was trying to kill him, so he basically threw it at her head, Fekatle, and he killed her. So meanwhile, Katchazi Yishbi Benov. So when Yishbi saw that Avishai is coming, Amar Hashta Havu Bi Trey, now there are two of them against me, Katle, they're going to kill me. Paske David La'ela, so he takes David from under the olive press. And he takes him v'dotzle the rumcha. He threw him up high to the air, and then he stuck his sword in the ground. Amar nipal ale v'nikta. So hopefully he'll fall on the sword and he'll die. Amar Avishai shame. So Avishai said the shame, the God's name. Ukme l'David ben Shmaya ara. So he held David between heaven and earth. V'nei ihu, why didn't David himself try to save him? Ein chavash motzi atzim b'esasurim. Because an individual who's captive, he cannot take himself out of jail. he can't save himself. Rashi says, because if I'm in jail and I'm suffering, even if maybe I know how to save myself, but I don't have the proper kavana, because I'm in a very state of distress, but someone else can. Amar le, so Avishai says, David, my boy Sacha, what are you doing here? Amar le, David said, Hachi, Amar le, Kodesh Baruch, this is what Hashem wants. This is what Hashem said to me. Vahachi Adri Leish, right? Hashem said to me, what I want is my punishment, and I want that I should be given over to Emmy rather than my children be wiped out. So Amar le, Apik Sulsa. No, you have to, Avishai, you got to pray the other side. But Barbara, Kira, Lizabin, Vatlo, Titsar. Better that your children, your grandchildren should suffer, you know, until. That you shouldn't have to suffer. You're needed for Klal Yisrael. Amar Leh, so David said, Ihachi, so Sayyid Ba'adai, so give me an advice, help me with your prayer, so I won't be given over to the enemy. How do you see this? When the Pasuk says, V'yazer lo Avishai ben Tzruya, that is Avishai ben Tzruya helped David. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Shazor with Bitfil, he helped him in prayer. Amar Avishai, shame, so Avishai said God's name, V'achsei, and he returned David to the ground. V'hav Karadfi Bas Raihu, and Yishbi was chasing after both of them. Keep Mata Kubi. When they reach Kubi, I mean, they said, "Kumbe, let's stand. We have two of us and one of him. We can defeat them. We can defeat him." But they were still afraid and they ran away. They continue running. Kimata Betre. When they reach the place called Betre, Amri, they said, "Betre Gurion Katlu Larya. Can two lion cubs defeat this one big lion?" Amri Le. They said to Yishbi, "Zil Ashkach LaOrpa Imech Bekiver. Go and find Orpa, your mother, in the kever, because we killed her." So Kiatku Le Shma Ime. Once they mention her name and that they killed her, he got weak. Because they were able to kill him. This will be when the Pasuk says, Anishbu Anshi David lo lemor, lo say only tell him, that's when the people of David said to him, you shouldn't go out with us to war anymore, and so that the candle of Israel should not be extinguished. We need you as our leader.